I descend the last set of stairs into the Cash Makers Club weekly meeting space. The basement room seems to be made of dry erase boards covered in the ideas and scribbles of students. Joel Duffin, co-founder and mentor for the group, took me on a tour of the facility.
This right here is a makey-makey, which lets you basically use physical objects as input to a computer. So hook, write a program in Scratch.
Students ages 9 through 15 are engaging computers which line the walls, designing creations to print on the club's new 3D printer, or testing their video game designs and robot creations. The whir of a laser wood cutter hums in the background as excited students chatter and stare at it expectantly. The environment is an atmosphere for creation. These students are in a group called the Cash Makers Club, an after-school program dedicated to sparking student interest in STEM fields through fun and creative hands-on activities. What started out as just an idea between two STEM enthusiasts now has two weekly meeting groups and a waiting list to get in. Kevin Reeve, the other co-founder of Cash Makers, says there are many kids who want to tinker with STEM-related activities but may not know where to go to learn.
What could we do for kids to get them excited, like to pursue STEM fields like programming or engineering or 3D design or electronics? That's where it began. It was a simple phone call. Next thing we know, within a month, we're up and running with 17 kids.
The co-founder started by teaching the kids programming, but Reeve says it quickly took off from there.
Within an hour, kids had full functioning games going. It was just amazing to us to just see how quickly these middle school kids could just take off and do it. And they didn't need much help from us other than pointing them in the right direction.
The club currently has over 30 kids participating with 8 adult mentors. The first group started in October 2013, the second in March. Reeve and student Avery Ball showed me the capabilities of the 3D printer.
So what are they doing?
This is a 3D printer. And so they've used a program, a 3D design program, to build objects, and they're going to print them. So Avery, tell her what you designed.
It's like a space dome. Like that's the dome and glass. I put another sphere, except I just made it flat. And I changed the color to blue, but it won't really matter when it's in the printer.
Duffin says this less structured, creative, and problem-solving environment is preparing students for a new kind of workplace.
The most basic law of learning in my book is what you practice doing, you get good at. So shouldn't you practice some of these things that are less structured than a school environment often is?
The club covers various skills, from computer design programs to electronics and robotics. They want kids to discover their interests, whatever they may be. Student Brandon Murphy talks about one of his interests, robotics.
One of the projects that I'm trying to make for the summer is a robot that can go underwater and it can drive around with a camera. And I'm just going to be doing that with an Arduino. So I got a bunch of different tools, and I've been getting some like waterproof stuff that you can use to prevent the wires from, you know, getting water on them.
Reeve says this club is part of a greater makers movement, where people are focusing on creating things with one's own mind and hands. He says the future of the club will depend on where the kids want to take it.
I think the sky's the limit here with where we're headed. There's so much we could explore, and I think we'll look at where the kids want to go and what interests they have, and if we can find an adult mentor who's got some skills in that area who can just be there to mentor them, and we'll go that way. We may be doing high-altitude balloons, model rockets, building our own robots and programming the electronics and soldering them to make them work, more 3D design and printing, all skills that the workforce in the next generation is going to need.
For more information on the club, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.